Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 2nd, 2009. A beautiful Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, where we live. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And of course, our goal each weekday morning in preparing and sharing these messages is that others might be encouraged and instructed in the Word of God. Today's message is titled, Knowing God's Peace. We have two scripture portions from different parts of the Bible. The first is from Mark 4:39, and then Philippians 4, verse 7.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Well, we have a beautiful picture on our site today as the top photo. It's a peaceful farm scene we drive past as we drive through the country each week on our way to church. Well, as I look at the picture, to me, it conveys a sense of peace and a slower pace from a bygone era. It also reminds me of an illustration many of you perhaps have read at some time.
Two artists were once commissioned to paint a picture that would depict peace. One painted a landscape with a mountain lake, calm, tranquil, unperturbed, set in beautiful green hills, encircled by tall pine trees reflected in the mirror-like surface of the lake. The second artist painted a turbulent scene with a violent waterfall crashing down on jagged rocks. Alongside the waterfall was a slender birch tree, with its fragile branches reaching just above the crashing foam. In the fork of one of the branches was a bird's nest, in which a small bird, lying serenely, was fast asleep. The second artist had captured the feeling of peace that we can know in our troubled world amid the storms of life that daily rage about us.
But how about another scene? I was unable to find an artist's rendition of it, and it took place long before the invention of the camera. This scene is a man peacefully sleeping on a boat as experienced fishermen panic for their lives during a furious storm.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell the story of Jesus climbing into a boat with his disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had called four of his disciples into ministry from this sea. 700 feet below sea level, its deepest point descends 150 feet. The sea is 13 miles long and 7 miles wide, surrounded by hills.
The winds blowing across the land intensify close to the sea, often causing violent and unexpected storms. Several of the disciples were seasoned fishermen who had spent their lives on this huge lake and undoubtedly had survived many storms. But when this squall released its windy fury, caused the still waters to erupt and plunge powerful waves over the boat.
Can you just imagine the scene? The men scrimmaging to find watertight containers to bail out the water as it first covered their feet, rose up to their knees and would soon swell over their heads. All of the men panicked and feared for their lives, all except one. The Son of Man, who of all things was sleeping on a cushion in the stern.
With shattered nerves, the disciples awakened Jesus and asked passionately, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Jesus responded to the disciples with a reprimand for their lack of faith. You of little faith, why are you so afraid? He then got up and rebuked the winds and the waves. Peace be still. And the winds and the waves obeyed their Creator.
The disciples, still shaken and terrified, noted the incredulous and instant calming of the storm after Jesus commanded the elements to be still. Consider the roller coaster ride their emotions took as the sudden storm broke loose. The waters rose, and then the miracle that followed. Their emotions went from concern to worry, then fear, then terror. Then disbelief, tremendous relief, and finally, amazement. Stunned by what they had seen, they surely shook their heads in astonishment as they began to ask each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
When our hearts become troubled, they're much like the storm-tossed sea. causes unrest within our soul and our passions become unruly. Fear and anxiety are inevitable as the deadly water of doubt, unbelief, rebellion, and other harmful attitudes rise up within us, which drown out our faith in God.
Challenges, trials, and tragedies will always exist. But God has promised that His peace is available to all who seek Him. He offers a peace that transcends human understanding. This peace will guard our hearts from anxiety, fear, terror, and strife. Psalm 91, verses 4 and 5 puts it beautifully. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
Well, Jesus looks on our situation, but eagerly awaits our beckoning call. He comes into our lives upon our invitation as we ask Him to save us. He continues to say, "Peace be still," to the conflicts, doubts, fightings, and fears that grip our hearts. We no longer strive to save ourselves, but we ask Jesus to save us. Fear is overcome by faith when we ask the Lord to be our Savior, to guide us over the troubled sea of life.
Just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. And we're going to come together in prayer right now. Father, we thank You for the powerful God that You are. Even the winds and waves recognize the Creator and obey Your voice. Your word is like a lighthouse that directs us safely toward heaven when the furious waves swirl about us and the water rises around us. Keep us firmly anchored in Your ways so that we endure to the very end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We feel today's message is perhaps especially meaningful to those of you that are presently enduring trials in your life right now. May God fill your hearts with peace. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages each week on the website along with some photos and some recommended music as well. Today we have a number of songs we feel will bless you. That relate to the topic of peace in our hearts. Some are familiar hymns, others are some more recently written songs.
And we did include Just As I Am, and I've included the background story where you can see Charlotte Elliott, who wrote that, how she would have tied in what was going on in her life with the words that I just quoted earlier.
Actually, this version of Just As I Am is by a musician we appreciate, named Brian Dorkson, and the background the music are scenes from the movie The Passion of the Christ. It's really a touching presentation. Well done. Well, thank you for joining us today. Again, this is our message for Monday, November 2nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're kind of excited today. A friend of ours stopped over, and we have a sign now in front of our home that indicates what our ministry is, dailyencouragement.net. And on the site today, there will be a picture of that sign. Just placed in the ground an hour ago. And we pray that it will be one more means of reaching out to the world the message of Jesus Christ. Thanks again for joining us. May God bless and encourage you today and give you His peace.